you very much, Ben. It's great to be here at O'Vale. Thank you very much, Paul, for inviting me. I don't recognise myself in that description. I need to do something about my biography. Okay, I'm going to start by reading a couple of poems from my book, which is called Sonnets to Malthamus. I don't really write autobiographical things, but this book is autobiographical in the sense that it's made up out of bits of my life. When I was a very pretentious teenager, you could probably get a hint of that from the bio, when I was a very, very pretentious teenager in the general area of Charleville, I used to really enjoy Rilke's Sonnets to Orpheus. And when I say really enjoy it, I mean I used to take it out of the library so regularly that the librarian offered to let me keep it. And I used to walk around Charleville with it under my arm, trying to absorb the poems through my oxter, because I couldn't really understand a lot of them by reading them with my eyes. So it was a big part of my teenage self, as was the music of Stephen Malthamus, the songwriter and guitarist of Pavement, and now Stephen Malthamus and the Jicks. He was my absolute idol. So when I was writing my first book, I took Sonnets to Orpheus as a template. I wrote the same number of sonnets in the same number of days, in the same number of sections as Rilke did when he was writing his sonnets. But unlike him, I made every one of them an acrostic tribute to Stephen Malthamus. So I'm going to read a couple of those to start off with. This is it, and it's available from Salpress. Kid Kit. Make it count, quiet, sound booth, as both us smother a groan, leaving time to be marked, a rest or a pause, keeping beats and company bad, mixing long lines, short ones, texture, using all four-letter words. Silent kid, don't lose your graceful tone. Silent kid, don't lose your graceful tone, using all four-letter words. Mixing long lines, short ones, texture, keeping beats and company bad, leaving time to be marked, a rest or a pause, as both us smother a groan, make it count, quiet, sound. And this one is called Clarence Skewers, which I think is a nom de plume of Stephen Malthamus, but I have no confirmation on that. Snake's age, finding ways not to be footwear. The syntaxi encodes your fare, take your belongings when you go. Elders box us, circus ring locution, prime location-specific prepositions leave us hanging mid-air, hors d'oeuvre, sounds that don't fill that gap, either here or there and rattled, ordered words, neither this nor that, and ordered word rattles. More foreign day, line to check view, and it is all we have, so wait. Loose hands find idle work, keeping beats and company bad. Mingle nuts, grapes, and cheeses. Use all those puddles, evil, so many fortresses and ways to attack. Two of these go together. One is called Rock Pencils, and the other is called Boy Paint Post. But they still add up to two Stephen Malthamus. Second thoughts, you, and first regrets, turn fidgeting and wandering eyes. Everybody had a second love. Pleating phrenology, you had yours first. Handling implications like their paper planes. Entangling angle poises to shed complex light. Near tangled paper questions poised, cut or flight. Maybe it's penguins, players, sin bins, anchovy pizza, cheffaloo, lay a bed, scattered foliage, keep queasy souvenirs, toothy cysts, jars, measure their hand spans, pinky and thumb, unfurling rubber gas-filled dreams. Sisters, I need assistance, mid-combing and seeing, I. Self-dyeing hair, I concocted, a tincture, rainbows and blinkers, each colour could fashion a timer. Post-paint boy, your art, hair sculpture seems like a bristling beginning. Everything tangible moves, your never still fingers, zinging shade. Make another way and walk it. It ends. All to right, always wrong. Lightly twisting hair, fingers. Keep minutes when we meet. Mandate anything, all unpicked cords that tangle themselves in knots, some pieces got in the way of the straight edge. Spice and orientation. Seeing a corner isn't easy. Taking this windswept afternoon, eyes swivel, they meet, vanishing point and bend no further, no sweeping, hanging a moon sliver. There'd be no eyeballs left, Gaza or anywhere, if we bowled, not make strikes, curved horizon. My eyes stick, all shiny roses. Anytime you're here, there's shiny new sound, love too slightly. Kicking loose ones, include a slip or two. Maintain a casual listening stance. Underhanded, overheard. Silent kid, don't lose your graceful tone. So, the second bundle of things that I'm going to read are from my forthcoming pamphlet, which currently doesn't, well, it does have a cover, it just isn't on it. It's called Akatina Akatina, which you all recognise as the Latin name for the giant African land snail. And it is, that well-known visitor to all of our winter gardens. So this is coming soon from Sound Eye Press, so I would like to thank Trevor Joyce and Bertie Gaynor for the work they've put into pulling these poems together and making them look nice. It will be out really soon and it will be available in Vibes and Scribes if anybody is interested in purchasing or giving. And this is what the cover will look like, sort of, but it'll be green, fittingly for us. Okay, so I'm going to read a couple of poems from this. They're mostly poems inspired by creatures that live around my house or no place near it. The first one, it gives us the title, it's called Giant Tiger Land Snail, and it has an epigraph from Peter Gissing, which says, I say the earth is porous, and we fall constantly. Akatina, Akatina, Menadorio, your muscular, meaty foot, Fibonacci spiral shell, caravan of dreams for a mollusk on the move. Who wouldn't want to be you? Airplanes to America trace snail trails in the sky, curved nematodes of cloud that crawl inside if we're not careful. Crossing blood-brain barrier, inflaming matter, partly paralyzing. Earing is no prophylactic. We must be vigilant in tracking vectors of parasitic brain disease lurking in the cumulonimbus. All membranes are permeable, some porous, offering scant protection from what is tiny, furtive, protein-sheathed, and quietly out to get us. In keeping with the limousine theme, this next one is about slugs. We have a lot of slugs in our house. They crawl up through the place. It's called Limax Maximus. Clenched slug, all muscle, levers himself up from the meanless stank of the sink pipes and out across the plug hole's liminal space. Whole families of his kin begin the journey toward the light, no one having told them not to go into it. In advance of reason, there is flexing, sliding, shimmying, groove riding. In the arteries of the plumbing, they congeal for short pauses from their onward thrumming. They come bearing fruit, witness, gifts, tidings, arms, grudges. Slug it out, guys, pulling the excuse to the vector the spoils. Miles of coils to go before settling. In a slime-slicked dent on our countertop, the flaccid heap finds sleep at last, between tea bags and lunchbox disjecta. We can't leave their spent members here, can we? Sellotape links them in a luscious wreath. They plop free one by one into the long weeds under the roses. From this place, they will rise and stake all on undertaking the trek again. Their larvae cower under magpie's veering shadow, wince at the call of crows, shy from salt and beer traps. This is no life. This reign of fear and waiting. The journey kills, but death is not the only weight, not even the deadest, in these nests of grass and hope that won't keep out the birds or cold. We're not ready, not to be heartbroken, forsaken, boneless, shaken, split, splatted, gloated, swallowed, trampled, dumped. As long as there are pipes, we all recline. Some will end where we begin again, sucked out skins in the compost pile. This one is about memes of platypi, which is now plural platypus. And it's called Monetary Meme Generator. Ventriloquized poisonous bird, platypus hurled in anger, hits a bystander, taking them out of a game they didn't even know they were watching and or playing. They, an unknown other they, didn't mean it. Ungovernable rage did it and ran away. Vectorized echidnas skid into kitchens. Spiny sound carriers only meant as vents are going rogue. Undercapitalized and overextended, these lines are like a banking sector I can regulate with punctuation for fear that they would sprawl and fall into their own trap of believing the greatest ever hyperbole of all time, leaving vultures to pick off their straggling vulnerables. Thinking what to say is not the same as knowing what to think, therefore I am volubly unsure. We have gone and done this now, and must pick the dots and commas from our hair and brows, feel our way along whatever words we can muster and fit out, provisional as a booking or an IRA, Italy retracting adverbs, igloo rebuilding illusions, interstitial rainbows aging, to find that the line end with its hint of rest hovers slightly further than our most rococo curlicues can stretch. This next one is a tribute to another one of my favourite poets, Loreen Niedecker, and it's also a tribute to a greyhound that we meant to adopt from the animal welfare sanctuary in Kilfinan, but never ended up taking home because we couldn't find a way to keep her on the premises. And it's called If in Danger, Run to the Woods. Fearing neighbour's eyes more than the rain, I walk Loreen to the woods to do her business. She's quick, slick whippet, and goes just far enough to keep it off the path, a worn path, not a made one. Her ribcage, hollowed out of bird bone, arches, unsure whether to fly away or keep her breath in. Both are possible, but a sequence of small acts makes condensing tricky. The cuckoo, not a pretty bird, reiterates his raucous grating call through afternoon's cloying greyness. Its agitating blatter speeds the blood up. Tachycardic drumming at the pulses pulls the breath up short. Heart, simple organ for the canine phrasal, races off. Cuculus canorum means to sing us to a standstill, keel us over like a pipit's egg from the nest that used to be our own. His mate's dull bluster conceals nothing of this occupation in progress. Loreen, how would your pre-greyhound self have squared away such ornithological imperialism? And how to slow the rhythms of the body's dog and bird brain to pump in the face of such indignifying oppression? Your path was writ in so much water that the sun has overwritten it, evaporating and recondensing every drop. Does a channel still funnel runoff rain to the lake? And can the low velocity laminar flow of that water path clear the densities of questions we may have come to clog it? And this last one from Akatina Akatina is called Redux, as in ducks. Words are stuff, Derek Mallard took the bold-faced claims, read the materiality of the signifier to mean, signifying stuffing. Sausage meat caused heartburn, so he turned instead to breadcrumbs, species suitably, butter burnished, larded with allusions to early Yeats and Hopkins. Dense and satisfying, with a slightly cloying aftertaste, to cut with the pungent plum of an 80s shoegaze lyric. Gauzy stuff, diaphanous in texture, verging on Vaseline in its claggy mouth seizing, needing fizz, quantum or carbonated. So did do for either. The ether seized with such a wispy nothing could grab, the day, its daybooks, and allotted span of moments. Material too, for monumentally wrought in Goldilocks measures, neither over nor under, chains of instances of surface tensed attention. This next one comes from a pamphlet that came out last year, this week last year, on Smithereens, the amazing resource, smithereens, that I'm very sad to see being put on mothballs for the time being, but it was wonderful to work with Kenneth on getting this one out into the world. These poems all started life as bits and pieces from the shooting script for Terrence Malick's film Days of Heaven, another thing that I was obsessed with as a teenager when I should have been going to college and learning how to do stuff. So this is called Word Work or How We Family. Be a gallow, have less load to gallop from. No wept over entry, this one wept under. Synchronised and time-tandemed, three-wheeling like a young Bob Dylan. Instant omen, rinsed and semen-covered, under soft, conceited, germinating, cites me insightfully, quit, sign rant, loose signature moves on unsuspecting bystander, inscribing Liz Lemon in the air around his thickening confusion. Old. Melt in you, tell tones crepuscular to do one. I sing to snow, but not to go, let, blood, water. Only trying to dot her eyes, not blind this not thing. Not nothing, but not yet set, yet to find its mountain bear tribe, printing paws in fallen water. I go to veto you, so you've to Janssen up these fungal infrapontine digs, fit for fringe pontifical fraggle rock jigs. Aloof talk, rag on the gaggle accordingly, stall. Swag sound, sloppily dandiacal in a winter woodcut, if a woodcut could Chuck Norris. Body mad, made for daubing wood and cyanotic lunging. Blue tribes, not always smurflings, strumpf still skin. Stamp your tiny feet inside mad mist by a mile and sense. Ink bout, time we got out, noting to rout. With the side left sunny, dispensing snow hymns. Harmonically complex, if verbally dim. Cut out now, don't loop the outro. Check swatch, cut. A vacant lot be lack. Can't bolt a known vole down where fear or frost have posed him, though he knows less now. Hate us, peeping in our tiny white voices. Mush Lego arts, prize apart the colour blocks, the sun, the stars, the year's last supermoon. Super cool. I was on those mushed hills once, Sam singing. Hoot own, trill at how town takes us on and lets us flutter. I could live, utter flight risks adrift, the city stretches out, hold. Hive wit, Wittgenstein would tweet it, Brexit change. No sun lost to soylent yet, but time wrecks. Sin, he glow, oh too, too bright one, we will be overdone, come. Do not emit lace, those filaments we meant for shoe or hem, ends desire gentleness. Net single-use nettle balm wipes, weep through, look. Fallen dimes, tout raving now, own the clean sweep on the street, stint artless, our hearts lunge in sync stentlessly, fall tender, stall. Quay live, curls up for the next shot, crawling to corner, collect me dry clothes, elect to send this interloper over lack of white pot, but not the gunk to fill it up. Pie rot gut, CIA, but under airway. Negatively distinguished stairwell, bridging star, as well as heat falling. How ill, send rain to chill our humming bones. Acing rough heat count, throwing off unnumbered firestorms, like sun's body does. I still am then, if round, rough fiery foundling, cut. I lice our hair slight, it feels eggless to fingers, flinging curls willy-nilly. Very night, wiry dark, adieu that means, clothing leaves and blades in water breathed out. Stout lute, look up now, we solve dots, cut meant things in our palms. Scrunch bubble knits and pop them, tick figure far from home looks to us to place him, which I cannot. A gut knot pulls tight, so much homework, nest work, tough not to triple lock the tight wound. I ache in oiling hum, hold. Help this feed, free feeling, getting into everything. Dust of use, Sioux City, where we all have always been. Dizzy, own the tack, if we can even find our own track back from the edge of town's matte darkness. Nothing emanated, full right? Is this all we have left? Man tease, zest or lie, westerly breezes impede his swing. Do not foot men, head for better. Ole, sole mio, one kind cornetto not enough to net us hearts and bones. Rounding what, up to some domed sanctuary. Take measurement, not peak, got eight, not meant to take, stall. Ants work, it's what they do and are. No ice like a body, you versed before. Skin sloughed off, he nods, dial any letter for murder. Numberless others, motherless Brooklyn, wean, run, running, chocolate or cheese. Pus up here, this all separating hums microbially. Bra sent to lift us, overflows, there is no need, no. So, transdermal celebrations recalibrate, barking, here, here, a shin skinning shimmy into the canopy. Bide dotage, dot aged bids, cross tea with palms and silver, serenity in tones, he nods, cut. Now, so, this next, last, next, etc. Sorry, prepositions are not my friend. Bunch of things that I'm going to read come from some translations of the poetry of Pier Paolo Pasolini that I started when I was doing my master's thesis on him, like 20-something years ago. And I kept working on them, and they kept falling apart. And I kept going back to them, and they kept falling apart more. So they've been put back together with bits of songs and other things that called out for them along the way. And these are going to be coming out in a pamphlet in the new year from Oyster Catcher Press called Excavator Container Limit. So they're all poems from, they're all excerpts of poems from Pier Paolo Pasolini's The Ashes of Gramsci. Worked together with some songs that seemed to have affinities with them along the way. So the first one that I'm going to read is called Workland One, and it comes from Pasolini's poem La Terra di Lavoro, Workland, and Slint's song Good Morning Captain. Let me in, the voice cried softly from outside. It's close by now, Workland. A few herds of buffalo, a few heaps of houses among tomato plants, lost in the doorstep of the empty house. Ivy and poor planks. Once in a while, a stream, a hair's breadth from the land, appears between branches of elms weighed down with vines, black as the cap. Inside in the train, running, half empty, the autumn breeze veils. Please, it's cold when you woke. The sad wood, the wet rags. If outside is heaven, here inside is the kingdom of the dead. Help me, he whispered. Passed on from pain to pain, without ever suspecting. On the benches, in the corridors. Here they are, chins on their chests, shoulders against backrests. Mouths on a piece of greased bread. His breath was still. Slowly he turned. Chewing badly, wretched and dark. Like dogs on a bite of stolen food. And rising in them, if you look in their eyes, at their hands or their cheekbones, a pitiful blushing in which soul finds itself to be enemy. His face was flush and timid. But even whoever's not eating or telling a neighbour his story, if you look at him, looks back with his heart in his eyes, almost in fright, to tell you he's done nothing wrong, that he's innocent. Silently, he pulled down the shade against the shadow. A young woman from Fondi Arversa cradles a creature, dreaming at the bottom the little lamb's life. She'll play with him if he wakes from his sleep, babbling words like the brave new world. Settling him with words as old as the world. Behind the edge of the windowsill, if you look at her, you'll see her not moving, like an animal pretending to be dead. She hugs herself inside her poor clothes, and staring into nothing, She listens to the voice that reminds her every minute of her poverty, like it's a crime. "Let me in," the voice cried softly. And these two go together. They're both laments, and they come from a long poem by Pasolini called Il pianto della scavatrice, the digger's lament, and also the fall, the container drivers and the Northern Rising. And reading them this week, I have found myself thinking a lot about Sean Bonney, who also loved Pasolini and the fall. Okay, so this one is Excavator Container Lament. "Only loving, knowing count. Net cap of £58,000. Not having loved, having known. Anguish to live, consumed love. Soul doesn't grow more. Roll on, roll off. Here in the enchanted heat of night, down here, full, between the curves of the river. Roll on, roll off. Calmed visions of the city spread with lights, still splintered with a thousand lives. Mystery and misery, senses make me enemies. Shapes of the world that, till yesterday, were reasons for existing. I head home through dark market squares, sad streets around the river port, grey ports with customs bastards, between shacks and warehouses, mixed with the last meadows. Train line, stone and grey. Silence is deadly. But down on Marconi Street, at Trastevere Station, the evening still seems sweet. They go back, speed for their wages, to their suburbs, on mopeds, in overalls, work pants, suntan, torn shirt sleeves. Driven, festive ardour, young men with pinion companions, laughing, dirty. Hang around like clowns, the last customers, voices high in the night, in bars still shining and half empty. Look at a car park for 2 days. Marvellous, miserable city, taught me what men learn as children. Communists are just part-time workers. The little things in which, and there's no thanks, life in peace is discovered, like from the loading bay ranks, tough and ready in the crowded street, turning to another man, roll on, roll off, without shaking, not being ashamed to watch money counted with lazy fingers by the delivery man, sweating in progress. They sweat on their way down in a colour of eternal summer. To defend myself, to offend, to have roll on, roll off, the world before my eyes, not only in my heart, know the passions I've lived. Roll on, roll off. They're not brotherly to me, but brothers really. Having passions, look at a great port for 2 days, live through experiences unknown to me. Marvellous, miserable city, made me experience this unknown, roll on, roll off, life, until discovering what, roll on, roll off, in each one was the world. And the second lament is called Lament Will Rise Again. When it happened, we walked through all the estates in the abandoned heat wave, the morning sun burning already, raising the building sites, unheated up window fittings, desperate vibrations scrape the silence. Chase off some kids chucking bricks through his flat window that smells of old milk, empty squares, innocence. Since 7, this vibration is growing with the sun. A dozen old workers with their rags and vests burnt with sweat, voices scattered, struggle with blocks of mud, lava flows, earth seems in this tremor to come apart. And the fall has begun. This has got out of hand. I will go for foreign aid. But between the hard-headed blasts of the grabber that blindly looks, blindly crumbles, blindly seizes, almost as if it hadn't a name, a sudden shout, human, is born and then repeats itself. Face a mess, covered in feathers, orange-red with blue-black lines that draped down to his chest. So mad from pain that suddenly it no longer seems human, becoming dead shrieking, then softly. in the violent light, between dazzled palaces, equal and new, the shout is born again. One only someone dying could throw in the final instant, in that sun still cruelly shining, sweetened by a bit of sea air. And the wind, and out the window burned the roads. There were men with bees and sticks. The fall had made them sick. Shouting, tormented from months and years of morning sweat, accompanied by mute crowds of chisels, the old digger, the freshly upturned excavation, or in the short boundary of the 20th century horizon, the whole neighbourhood. It is the city sunk in a dim and festive light, body a tentacle mess, and light blue plant heads, no conception of what he'd made. It is the world. It cries, whatever ends and starts again. What was an open grassy space and makes itself courtyard, white as wax. What was once an old fair makes itself new, closed. Too many people cower to criminals and government crap. The estates stick up like stacks in a rancorous decor of fresh plaster, bent to the sky, isolated, burning, in a layout that is deadened pain. It cries, whatever is changing, even to make itself better. The light of the future never stops hurting us, not for a single instant. It's here, burning in every one of our daily actions. It's anguished even in the faith that gives us light, life, in the conflicted commitment to these workers who, mutely, in the region of that other human front, raise their red rag of hope.
We'll be back in 10 minutes with our open mic. I'm going to pass the list around now. And before we go, another big round of applause for Ellen Dillon.